It's Friday, January 15th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Joe Biden to the rescue? The president-elect last night previewed his first major policy package, targeting the pandemic and the economic crisis that has come with it. Meanwhile, dozens of white supremacists on a federal terrorism watch list were present for the storming of the Capitol last week. Investigators are looking into possible foreign financing behind the insurrection. And lastly, Donald Trump is having a hard time finding lawyers to defend him in his second impeachment trial.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
President-elect Joe Biden, who will take over the pandemic response in 5 days, gave a speech last night on his plans to combat the coronavirus and address its economic consequences. His remarks came as more than 4,000 COVID-19 deaths were reported in the United States for the second day in a row. According to the Post, the plan is divided into three major areas. $400 billion for provisions to fight the coronavirus while reopening schools, more than $1 trillion in direct relief to families, including through stimulus payments and increased unemployment benefits, and $440 billion for aid to communities and businesses. The legislation includes a number of priorities sought by top congressional Democrats, from increasing the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour to adding billions in funding for childcare. Biden said, quote, "We need more action, more bipartisanship, and we need to move fast," unquote. The measures are narrowly tailored in an effort to garner GOP support, Biden's team told the Post. The overall price tag is below $2 trillion. It will be followed by a broader recovery plan with more expansive Democratic priorities. But after campaigning as a bipartisan dealmaker, Biden wants to give Republicans the opportunity to get behind his first legislative effort as president. You might say he's offering them an off-ramp from the road to insurrection. That part sounds like a long shot, frankly, but this is Joe Biden we're talking about. The Washington Post reports that dozens of people on a terrorist watch list were in Washington for pro-Trump events on January 6th, when a violent mob stormed the U.S. Capitol. The majority of the watchlisted individuals in Washington that day were suspected white supremacists. Their past conduct so alarmed investigators that their names had been previously entered into a national terrorist screening database, a massive set of names flagged as potential security risks, the Post sources said. The watch list is larger and separate from the no-fly list the government maintains, and those listed are not automatically barred from any public or commercial spaces. While the FBI is hunting hundreds of rioting suspects who have dispersed back to their hometowns, the Post reports, federal agents are increasingly focused on the Proud Boys. Privately, some federal law enforcement officials have described the group as roughly equivalent to a nascent street gang, but other officials have expressed concern that the group may be growing rapidly into something more dangerous and directed. Separately, Yahoo News reports that law enforcement is investigating whether a series of large Bitcoin donations were linked to the assault on the Capitol. On December 8th, someone made a simultaneous transfer of bitcoins worth more than $500,000 to 22 different virtual wallets, most of them belonging to prominent right-wing organizations and personalities. Right-wing figures and websites, including VDare, The Daily Stormer, and Nick Fuentes, received generous donations from a Bitcoin account linked to a French cryptocurrency exchange. The suspicious December transaction, along with other intelligence, has prompted law enforcement and intelligence agencies to investigate the sources of funding for individuals who participated in the Capitol insurrection. The government is hoping to prevent future attacks, but also to uncover potential foreign involvement in or support of right-wing activities.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Donald Trump, on the eve of facing a second impeachment trial, is having trouble finding a legal team to defend him, Bloomberg News reports. Allies of the outgoing president have been looking for representation, but so far are coming up short. Lawyers who defended him in the previous impeachment trial, including Jay Sekulow, have said no this time. Other lawyers who have defended Trump, including Pam Bondi, aren't interested. Some of the lawyers have privately said that what Trump did was indefensible. Alan Dershowitz also defended Trump the first time around. He isn't planning to represent the president now, Bloomberg reports. Rudy Giuliani is also unlikely to be on the president's defense team, an administration official said. His conduct at the rally preceding the Capitol raid could be examined during an impeachment trial. Separately, ABC News reports that the Trump family is pulling up stakes. Donald and Melania Trump have made no secret of their impending move to Florida after January 20th, but they won't be alone. The president's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., and his girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle, have been house hunting in the Palm Beach area. Ivanka Trump and her husband, Jared Kushner, also plan to relocate to the Sunshine State in the coming weeks, having recently purchased a plot of land in the Miami area. In related real estate news, the Washington Post reports that the Secret Service detail assigned to Jared and Ivanka spent months searching for a restroom to use on the job. After resorting to a porta potty, the agents finally found a toilet to call their own. But it came at a cost to U.S. taxpayers. Since September 2017, the federal government has been spending $3,000 a month, more than $100,000 to date, to rent a basement studio with a bathroom from a neighbor of the Kushners. All this because agents were banned from using any of the 6.5 bathrooms in Ivanka's mansion. Charming.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The New York State Attorney General sued the New York City Police Department yesterday over widespread abuses and how officers handled Black Lives Matter protesters last summer, the New York Times reports. The AG, Letitia James, wants a federal monitor to oversee the department's policing tactics at future protests. She also wants a court to declare that the practices the department used during the protests were unlawful. Rick Snyder, a former governor of Michigan, was arraigned on misdemeanor charges yesterday in connection to his role in the Flint water crisis. The Times reports that he was charged with two counts of willful neglect of duty. If he is convicted, he faces imprisonment of up to 1 year and a maximum fine of $1,000. It ain't much, but it's something. Puerto Rican police are investigating the death of a transgender man found with multiple gunshot wounds, NBC News reports. Samuel Edmund Damian Valentin, shot January 9th, is the seventh known transgender person to die by violence in Puerto Rico since last February. Advocates say the police aren't doing enough. Hopefully, increased awareness of the case will cause them to pick up the pace. Joe Biden plans to name Jamie Harrison as his pick to lead the Democratic National Committee, The Washington Post reports. The former chairman of the South Carolina Democratic Party, Harrison last year raised $130 million in his losing race against Senator Lindsey Graham. Harrison is not expected to face a challenger, and his candidacy was promoted by Congressman James Clyburn, a close Biden ally.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it for the Majority Report's AM Quickie today. Join us this afternoon on the Majority Report.